Searching for the perfect pumpkin. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Alyssa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. If you are searching for that perfect pumpkin this Halloween season, you should have plenty to choose from at good prices. USDA's Gary Crawford has the story.
Well, if you are out looking for that really great, nice-looking, reasonably priced pumpkin for a jack-o'-lantern, it might be a little easier to find it this year. Agriculture Department economist Gary Lusher tracks the pumpkin industry. He knows what he's talking about. He says, we'll see this year more pumpkins, better quality pumpkins, plenty of big ones too. Part of that was the cooler than normal summer over most of the growing areas.
Cool weather, you get good quality crops. Generally, you don't have heat stress on the product. And as long as there's no moisture, no excess moisture, the storability and the quality of the crop will be good.
And unlike last year when prices for pumpkins took a pretty sharp increase, Gary Lusher says we'll probably see prices the same this season, maybe even lower. It cost farmers less to produce the pumpkins this year because of lower energy prices. And checking the wholesale markets this past week,
the price for the jack-o'-lantern and the price for pie-type pumpkins appear to be running about 5 to 10% below a year ago.
But Gary Lusher does not think the recession is going to cause folks to stop buying pumpkins. And besides,
Halloween is a major event now, and you know, the pumpkin crop serves as kind of like the centerpiece for urban pumpkin patches.
We have some kids here at the local pumpkin patch picking out their pumpkins. Now, what are you going to do with that pumpkin there?
I'm carving mine, two different eyeballs, a square nose, and a freaky mouth with teeth in it.
Ooh, spooky. From my local pumpkin patch, this is Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And to find a pumpkin patch near you, go to picktnproducts.com or tnfarmfresh.com. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.